So the Gemara says that mitzvah mishatishka arachama ashaticho rego min hashuk. The Gemara tells us the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah begins mishatishka chama. We have to see what that means. The beginning of sunset, the end of sunset, ashaticho rego min hashuk, until there's no one else left on the street. Back in the time of the Gemara, there were people, you know, when there were no lights outside and people weren't walking around because it was too dark. So the last people who the people who used to cut wood, Rashi writes, they were the last people around, I guess, gathering up the wood before nighttime, which parenthetically, someone would say, based on Rashi, we see that perhaps the mitzvah persume nisa even applies to non-Jews. So that's, you know, it definitely applies to Jews, don't get me wrong. Regardless, you know, we could discuss if it applies the same way or not, but that's some point out based on Rashi. So let's discuss the second half of the statement first on how late can one light Hanukkah candles. So the question is, so Bizman HaGemara, it's clear. That Bizman HaGemara, when there were no people left on the street, it was dark out, that was the end of the mitzvah. The question is, Bizman HaZeh, and even before Bizman HaZeh during Tosfos and other times, but certainly Bizman HaZeh in our time, has the mitzvah changed, meaning has the times changed? The mitzvah of Nir Chanukah still exists, but does Ad Sheticho Rego Min Hashuk change? Or by change, meaning, do we go by Ticho Rego Min Hashuk now? Do I go Ticho Rego Min Hashuk then? So we'll have to see. So someone to point out. So let's discuss first Bizman HaGemara before we get into Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, it definitely has changed in terms of, because the reality has changed. But let's stick to Bizman HaGemara first. So let's say Bizman HaGemara, you miss Ticho Rego Min Hashuk. So what do you do? Let's say it's nighttime, there's no one on the street. Do I still light Nir Chanukah? So according to some Rishonim, perhaps the Rambam, that's it. It's too late. The mitzvah's over. The good news is you have 7 other nights, or depending on whatever night you forgot. But the good news is you have 8 nights to fulfill the mitzvah. So if you missed it once, what could I do? Let's assume you were shogeg or anus. But there's one opinion in the Rishonim that says, there is an opinion in the Rishonim that says that once you miss Ticho Rego Min Hashuk, game over, that's it. You can't light anymore.
You mean you can't light the whole of the Hanukkah? Not that night, but from then on you can't light it?
You can't light that. Everyone agrees that in other words, the third night has nothing to do with the fifth night or the first night.
Okay.
It's not like Sfira Saomer.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Whether Sfira Saomer is true or not, but what people view Sfira Saomer. So the one opinion is Bizman HaGemara, if you miss Ticho Rego Min Hashuk, it's over. It seems to be Shitas HaRambam. The Bali Tosis disagree and say, they write that that the Mesupik, because the question is, the Gemara gives two pshatim, or what do you mean, like, Ashaticho Rego Min Hashuk? So, is it a time frame, like, when there's no one left on the street, or is this, it's Inami Lishiura, is this telling me how much oil I need to put in the, that's just the time. It's telling me the time period, how much oil I need, like from you know, for the Zman HaMitzvah. So Tosis points out, he says, Bizman HaZeh, he writes, whatever, during his time, he says, since the mitzvah has changed, you know, that, you know, we light inside today. So Tosis is Mesupik. He doesn't know Bizman HaGemara. Bizman HaZeh, he says, we light inside and the times have changed. We'll get into that. But Tosis is Mesupik, Bizman HaGemara, if you didn't light candles, ashatikha rego min ashuk, can you still light? So basically, mesupik means light without a bracha. So therefore, he's not sure. So therefore, you could light Chanukah candles, but don't make a bracha. So if I'm right, I got the mitzvah. If I'm wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. So worst case, it was a meaningless activity. So therefore, that's a Tosis is mesupik, hence no bracha. The Rashba writes, light outside, it doesn't make a difference. It could be 11 o'clock at night. Tichel Rego Menashuk could be 8 o'clock at night. Most likely 6 o'clock at night during the winter. But he has told, the Rashba writes, don't worry, you have all night. What about the Gemara? So he says, no. He says, there's a Mishnah Megillah which tells us that certain mitzvahs, you know, you do during the day, other mitzvahs at night, and they give the time of the mitzvah into Alos HaShachar. You have, as a general rule, when there's a mitzvah to be done at night, sometimes the Chachamim made a gzeirah of Chatzos, but strictly speaking, you have until Alos HaShachar in order to do this. So when we say a mitzvah is at night, the general assumption is Kol HaLaila, the whole night. So Chanukah candles is no different. The called mitzvah, called Tikkun D'Rabbanan Ka'ein D'Oraisa Tikkun. The rabbinical institution is patterned after the biblical one. And therefore, we assume as well, even though Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah D'Rabbanan, the Chachamim said you could light all night. So what's Asher Tichlo Rego Min Ashuk? So according to the Rashba, you'll have to explain as follows. There are two parts to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's the Maisa mitzvah, the act of lighting the candle, like Hadlakas Neris Chanukah, period. That's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And then there's a second aspect of Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle. So some, as we'll see, some Rishonim might learn, it seems to be simple pshat in the Rambam. If you hold that you can't light candles, you can't do anything past Tichel Rego Min Ashuk, the assumption is why not? Because part and parcel of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa. So in a situation where there's no Persume Nisa, so then if you assume they're interconnected, so there is no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Rashba seems to agree with Chadchila, of course you should do it in a way which is Persume Nisa. But we're talking about post facto, we're talking about a bidyevit situation. So the Rashba clearly holds that there's an independent mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Okay, there's a mitzvah kol halayla, I'll do that. Albeit we'll be lacking in Persume Nisa, but that's not Likuvah. So that seems to be the Machlokes Rambam and Rashba, or those who say Bizman HaGemara, there's no point in lighting. That seems to be the suffix of Tosfos. Tosfos isn't sure whether Persume Nisa is inherent to the mitzvah or it's an additional aspect, a key additional part, but an additional aspect to the mitzvah. So that seems to be, to those are the three shittas we have. Bizman HaGemara, can I light candles after Tichel Rego Min Ashuk? According to the Rambam, no. According to the Rashba, yes. Tosis is mesupik. What is the issue? The issue is whether Persume Nisa is independent of the Maisa Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. No, there is. You can't have one without the other. For instance, and that seems to be the opinion of, I think it's Rav Yaakov. I mix up a lot of times Rav Yaakov Emden with Rav Shlomo Kluger. They don't have anything to do with one another, except they're both independent thinkers. I just confused the two. So I think it's Rav Yaakov Emden, but I'm not sure. Who says the following by Ner Chanukah. He says, so generally speaking, brachas aren't likuva. That for 99% of the time, if I do a mitzvah without a bracha, I still get the mitzvah. Like this morning, I should make a bracha on my talis, but if I wore my talis without the bracha, I get the mitzvah of talis. If I put on my tefillin without a bracha, I get the mitzvah of tefillin. If I shake down minim, I sit in the sukkah, shofar. Generally speaking, it's just to enhance the mitzvah. Get the ready, get prepared, kavana, whether it's hachana or enhancement. But that's a shayu, because that's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Or Zarua, about on a birkas ha-mitzvah. We all know the Gemara says you make it over lasiyason. First you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. Except for some special exceptions, like if you're converting to Judaism, so if you're not Jewish yet, it's hard to make the bracha in the mikvah before you converted, so therefore we wait, or the teal shodayim perhaps, your hands are dirty, we don't want you to make the bracha. But the general rule is you make the bracha before. So the shayla is, what happens if I didn't make the bracha before? I did the mitzvah. Is it too late to make a bracha or no? You still, if you didn't do it before, do it after. So the Rambam seems to say, no, if you missed the bracha before, that's it. You can't make the bracha. And the Or Zarua disagrees and says you can make the bracha even achar liyasiyason. So, what's the nekudas hamachokes? What's the issue on whether you can make a beer? Again, I'm talking about a birkas hamitzvah. A birkas shevach v'holdah, some say you should make it after. And on birkas hanenin, clearly you have to make before you eat, but obviously for birkas hanenin, it's simple that if I still plan on eating, let's say I'm having a cup of coffee, so you make a shahako. Let's say I'm halfway through my timmies and I realize I didn't make a bracha, so obviously if I'm going to continue drinking, I make a bracha now. If I finish my cup, then I don't make a bracha anymore. It's a birkas hanenin. It's only if I make a bracha before I'm... So those two seem to be clear, relatively speaking. Assuming anything's ever clear, but relatively speaking... But when it comes to birkas hamitzvah, that you have the machlokes Rama. So what's in the kudas hamachlokes? The issue at hand is, why do we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah? Is the bracha as a heksher? It's a hachana to get us in the mood. Okay, so I'm about to do, not to jump into my tefillin, not to jump into my, so I get into the mood, I make a, is it a heksher, a hachana? Or, is it? No, it's not. It might be that, but it's also an enhancer. Is not, because when I make a bracha on the mitzvah, it enhances the mitzvah. It's not just a hachana, it's an enhancer. My nafkamina, if I say it's an enhancer or a hachana, the nafkamina is if I finish the mitzvah. If I finish the mitzvah, so if it's a hachana, it's a little too late for me to prepare. My mitzvah is over, so it's hard to prepare for the mitzvah after. But if it's an enhancer, okay, ideally I should enhance it with a bracha before, but if I'm enhancing it, why not make it after? That seems to be the issue. In fact, that's the machlokas in terms of, let's say, by the kiddushin. We make the bracha before the kiddushin, but let's say by when talking about someone's married. So let's say the Masada Kedushin forgot to make the bracha before, whatever the reason is. So generally, if we assume you can make the bracha after, that's a separate discussion. But according to the Rambam, perhaps you wouldn't be able to. But so that's the issue. And in fact, that's what also, we know there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Bachokes Rambam Ramban, whether the mitzvah in general is... whether tefillah is a biblical mitzvah, is prayer biblical or rabbinical. So the Rambam holds mitzvahs aseh b'chol yom v'hispalel. There's a mitzvah to daven every day. And according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa b'esara in the time of need. External factor, a plague, a infectious disease, war, whatever it may be. So it's a machokes. Everyone agrees tefillah is daraisa. The question is when. So when we talk about colloquial tefillah, we mean this davening in general. When halakhically we talk about tefillah, we mean shmona esrei. So I'm talking halachically here. So Shmona Esrei is the tefillah. So we know we have a custom to say Psukei Dezimra before we get into the Birkas Kriya Shema, before we get to the Shmona Esrei. And there are ways of, you know, some people make a short version of Psukei Dezimra if they're late. But whatever the details are, the shailos, let's say a person daven Shmona Esrei already. Let's assume with the Birkas Kriya Shema, whatever they might have done, or even before, without it, whatever the case is. The question is, if you daven Shmona Esrei already, does it make sense to go back afterwards and do Psukei Dezimra? So there's a discussion in the commentators, what is the reason for Psukei Dezimra? Is Psukei Dezimra, again, you don't want to walk into the God's palace right away. Like at Mincha, we start off with Ashrei, so we don't jump into Shmona Esrei. So Psukei Dezimra, it's time to us to get ready so we don't just show up right to speak to. We're always speaking to God, but being directly in front of Him, so to speak, we want to get some tefillahs in before. Or no, there's an inherent value in Psukei Dezimra, independent of the Hakana. So that's a discussion. If a person already daven Shmona Esrei, whatever the scenario was, it's not our Asik now. Is there an Inyan? So some say no. If it's a Hakana, so then there's no point. Again, if you assume it's not just Hakana, then you could go ahead. You could always say it over again without the brachas, because you could always say Kapitel Tehillim. But is there an Inyan of saying so that's the same here by the Birkas HaMitzvah. So Rav Yaakov Emden, I believe it's him, he says Nir Chanukah is an exception to the rule. He says, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah. If you light candles without the bracha, you don't get your mitzvah of Nir Chanukah. Why would that be? Why is that different than the general rule of all the other mitzvahs? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains, because we know the Gemara tells us, it gives us different shiurim. We can't light over a certain too high where people can't see it. We can't light too low because then it doesn't look like you're lighting. The concern is, the Gemara talks about, you have to light a certain way so it's clear that you're lighting for near Hanukkah. It doesn't go, why? Because, you know, when you're shaking a lulav, blowing a shofar, unless you're nuts, everyone can figure out why you're doing it. God commanded us to hear the ram's horn, or there's a rule of an esrog. But people light candles all the time, especially back then when we didn't have electricity. So how do I know I'm lighting a candle because I need to read, or I want to be able to see, or I'm lighting, which, so we don't paskin this way, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, near Chanukah is different, that the bracha makes it recognizable that you're lighting for near Chanukah. If you lit the candles and didn't say the bracha, okay, so you're lighting because you want to eat, you want to do something else. So therefore, again, we don't paskin this way, but it's, so what do we see in Rav Yaakov Emden Shita? That near Chanukah is interconnected to Persume Nisa. In other words, you can't say, well, I'll do near Chanukah, but I don't have Persume Nisa. If you don't have Persume Nisa, he's saying you can't even make a bracha. You can't even light near Chanukah. So he seems to be going, you know, like the, we'll call it the Rambam Shita, whoever Shita holds, that once it's Achaticha Rego Min Ashuk, you can't do anything. You already missed the mitzvah. So that's in the Kuda here. Again, so we have three Shitas. We have, Bizman HaGemara, once you miss Ticha Rego Min Ashuk, game over. Wait till tomorrow night. You have the Shitas HaRashba. What's the problem? I mean, it's not ideal, but of course you make the bracha. And next time, try to light properly at the right time. So not only do you get the mitzvah near Chanukah, but you get Persume Nisa as well. And Tosis is Mesupik. He's not sure. Bizman HaGemara, when you're with after Ticha Rego Min Ashuk, whether you get the mitzvah or not. So he's mesupik, light candles without a bracha. So those are the three shitas, and the suffix of Tosis seems to be the machlokas the Rambam and the Rashba. But of course, three shitas aren't enough. There is a fourth shita. I thought we covered everything. What more could we humanly do? There are only three possibilities, it would seem. What's the fourth possibility?
Cutting out a bit.
What?
Last 30 seconds, you're cutting out.
What about now?
Now you're good.
See? That's good. So therefore, no one heard the last 30 seconds. I gave away all the answers. So there's a fourth opinion, I said. I didn't say what it was, but there's a fourth opinion. And that's, I believe, the Sefer HaTrumos, I believe. One of the Rishonim says, you know what you should do, Bizman HaGemara? If it got dark out and you missed Tichla Rego Min Ashuk, you should light inside the house. It's not such a big kiddush to us who light inside the house now. But Bizman HaGemara, he's saying. So clearly, the other three opinions don't seem to follow that, because no one else suggested that opinion. So the implication being that it wasn't an option. And so, is it an option? Where does he come up with this? So, what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us as well on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Where should one light near Hanukkah? So the Chazal instituted near Hanukkah to light outside. So if you live on the ground level, you should light outside your door. Mezuzah on one side, Hanukkah candles on the other side. So clearly the original institution of near Hanukkah was to light outside. That seems to be clear. Hence, that's why when Ashatichlo Rego Min Ashuk, you're in trouble before the electricity. So then the Gemara says, but Bishas HaSakana, during the time of danger, let's assume it's a machokas, but let's go with religious persecution. Let's assume a time of religious persecution, or it could be some other that maybe wasn't religious persecution, but what I mean is, it might not be specifically against Jews, maybe they didn't want any lights anywhere except in their house of Avodah Zarah, whatever the reason is, not important at the moment, is they said, during the time of danger, it was dangerous to light candles outside. Pogroms, they'll come in and beat you up. They'll blow out the candles, whatever they're going to do. So we light inside. You put them on your table, and that's enough. You put them inside. So that's the Gemara. The institution was to light outside, but in the time of danger, they moved it inside. So there's a fundamental question here. Are they discovering America? Gemara says, or North America for you Canadians, but when the Gemara says, in the time of danger, they said you can move your candles inside. Was that a revolutionary, like, new idea? That up until now, there was no concept of lighting indoors. But now, the time of danger, the rabbis woke up and said, you know what? Let's light inside. Or no. The rabbis always understood that you could always light inside, but they're telling you what you should do, like Persume Nisa is outside, so light outside. But it's not that they ever said you couldn't light in. In other words, is Chasakana telling me, is it a pragmatic, is this an observation? That, no big deal. Of course you could always light inside, but Chasakana, you have no choice, so you have to light inside. But you could have. But even if you lit inside, it's good. It might not have been the ideal, but it's okay. Oh no, Shasakana is telling me, wow, we have a new takana here. Something was never permitted beforehand, and now that's a major discussion in the Rishonim. How you learn this Gemara? So clearly, or not so clearly, the first three opinions seem to be learning it wasn't a possibility. Else why wouldn't the Rambam tell you to light inside then? That the first three, the Shitas, Rambam, Tosis, and Rashba, don't seem to even entertain this opinion of lighting inside. And therefore, they hold that there was no possibility. You weren't allowed to. If you lit inside Bizman HaGemara before the Shasa Sakana, it'd be a meaningless activity. You wouldn't get the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah. Hence, they never entertain in. They say either don't light, light without a bracha, or light with a bracha, depending on the shita. But the Sefer HaTrumas learns, no. It's only an observation. You can always light inside. There was no halacha. It dafka has to be outside. By the mitzvah of sukkah, clearly it has to be outside, because that's the nature of the mitzvah. But Hanukkah, it's coincidental, so to speak. That meaning, ideally, we want to do it outside because the assumption is that's where the more people were and more people could see it. But it wasn't a fundamental thing, like you couldn't light it inside. That's how the Sefer HaTrumos seems to go. This is a fundamental machlokes between the Sefer HaTrumos and the other Rishonim. In fact, we'll get into this Gemara another time, but this seems to be, we'll see, this will be a major machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, in one of our upcoming attractions on the same issue, in terms of, they don't spell it out, but based on what they say, we could see what they have. I'll just give you a quick preview, and then when we get into it, I'll go into more detail. But the Gemara is talking about a discussion about, let's say someone doesn't have, someone only has enough candles for near Hanukkah. The discussion, or, you know, this gets into, it's a whole topic we'll go into, whether near Shabbos, near Hanukkah. I'm not going into it now, but the Gemara basically says near Shabbos wins. If you only have one candle, near Shabbos wins. So the question is, so they get into, so what do you do? What about, the question would be, is what about Bizman Hazeh? So Bizman, in other words, the question is, why didn't the Gemara suggest using one candle for both? Why didn't the Gemara say, like, what do you mean? Near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, use the same candle for both. What's the problem? So the question is that a pot? So the Magen Avraham says, I like the idea, but it's a big problem. You can't, because I like the idea in theory, but how can I? One's inside, one's outside, so I can't do both. So we see the Magen Avraham seems to learn that wasn't a possibility, Bizman HaGemara. The Vilna Gaon will give a different answer. He doesn't say that. The Vilna Gaon will give a different answer why the Gemara did not suggest to use them both. Because he holds maybe you can't use the same can. So we see, as I'll get into more when I discuss the topic, the Magen Avraham Vilna Gaon as well seems to be based on this fundamental debate on whether Bizman HaGemara, one was permitted to light inside versus outside. So that will be one of the upcoming attractions, along with traveling on the Yontif of Hanukkah, which is, you know, prevalent with most. It's very common for people to be traveling, whether it's traveling one night, two nights, or going away, you know, or just going away for Shabbos, or maybe going away, you know, for longer. So we'll get into that. So to summarize, we discussed Bizman HaGemara. We discussed that you only collide until it's dark. What happens if you miss it? So if you miss it, so we have four opinions. Either you missed it, that's it. The Rambam, Tosis isn't sure, light without a bracha, Rashba, you get the mitzvah of near Hanukkah without pirsumei nisa, and the Sefer HaTrumas says you light inside. So, without going into the whole topic now, we paskin that Bizman, Tosis already alludes to it, that Bizman Hazeh, Tosis says it during his time, but certainly during our time, the times have changed. That since we light inside, the pirsumei nisa is more focused on the people inside the house, not outside the house, therefore it's not a shiloh today. You know, at let's say Tichorego Menashuk still applies perhaps, but the time is clearly different. In fact, I think the Briska Rav, not that he went to the movie theater, but he lived in Geula, and I think there was a movie theater, I don't know, across the street from him or not far from him. So he used to say, how much oil should you put in your menorah until the people are walking home from the movie theater, the last showing of the night, something like that. So the point being is, clearly we'll get into details. How late? If I come home at 2 in the morning, could I light? 10 o'clock? Clearly, all agree it's later than what it was Bizman HaGemara, because we have, not because fundamentally it's changed, it's because Tichla Rego Menashuk has changed. That people do today, you know, a lot of people's day don't begin until the nighttime, as opposed to the day being over at the nighttime, and people sleep in much later and stay up later, so it's a different world. So the principle's the same, but clearly Tichlo Rego Menashuk has changed, and clearly one does not have to, again, L'chadchilo, we try to light at, you know, at, as we'll see, at a certain time, but we'll see, the time will be, you have much more flexibility post Tichlo Rego Menashuk in order to light near Hanukkah.